Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new.
Glory to God. Worship the Lord, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. This is the one and only Apostle Reverend Robin Cabish coming to you live this morning in April 17th, 2023. It's so wonderful to just be a part of God's plan, God's kingdom, part of the family of God, part of your life. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are the Family Church of Jesus Christ, and we are all across this world for the Lord Jesus. Thank you again for joining us. The contact information should be there on the screen. If you're listening, though, just audio, it is the website of www.thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com, and then our email is thefamilychurchofjesuschrist@gmail.com, and our office number, you can text or call it, is 918-381-0254. But God bless you today. We have much on our hearts today. You know, this world is offering, well, trying to offer peace and hope and love, but it doesn't last. God's love will never fail you. He will never forsake you. He will never leave you. God is love. He is peace. He is joy. He is goodness. He's faithful. He's everything that we need. As we know that Jesus is the way, but I don't think people know exactly what that means. Jesus is the way to where? Our destination, who is the Father God. We can come boldly to the throne of grace now because of Jesus. You can come before the throne, the King of all the universe. You can come before His throne. It says in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In this season is the time of need. In this hour is the time of need. In this minute, in this second, is the time of need. You, because of Jesus, being that supreme sacrifice once and for all for us, now sits in heavenly places. And we can come boldly because we are grafted in. We are adopted children. We have a new life in Jesus. And that we're no longer considered sinners, but children of the Most High God. And so as I started out saying that this world offers false hope, false love, but God through Jesus is truth. It's like Pilate Pontius said to Jesus, what is truth? What a question. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And so I want to share the book of Joshua, chapter 1 today. And we're going to open up in prayer first. If you have prayer requests or something you want to share, or if you just want to call in and be the guest, you are welcome to do so. Call in, be my guest, or ask a question or make a statement. I would love for you to call in. It's there on the screen. If you're online, the number is. If you want to just call in and ask a question, it's +1-563-999-3077. Again, that's +1-563-999-3077. And I will see you calling in. And I will accept your call, and you can talk with Apostle Robin. I would be honored. But as we know that if our name is written in the book of life, we have eternal life, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. 2 Corinthians 10:4. We don't fight the battle. God has already completed it all before the beginning of the foundation of this world. We walk by faith. In 2 Corinthians 10:4, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, pulling down its strongholds, pulling down those vain imaginations, those things that your mind is telling you that you will never make it, that you can't do this. Telling you here today is 2 Corinthians 10:4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, knowing our God, knowing who He is, everything be brought into captivity in our lives, because we know our Father God, and bringing it, as I said, into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Sometimes our mind just wants to go off and be doubtful and unbelieving, but captivate that and bring it in to Christ, to Jesus. He is the Word. He is the living Word. He is the truth. He is the way to the Father. He is our Lord. And so remember that you don't fight it physically. This whole life is a spiritual warfare. And God has already went before you, made that path through Jesus to be victorious. As 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Again, that's 2 Corinthians 5, 7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. We walk by faith. How do you do that? Jesus, as Hebrews 12, verse 2 says, He is the author and finisher of our faith. We walk and abide in Jesus. That is John 15. He is the vine. We are the branches. He said if we abide in him and he abides in us, his words abides in us, that we can ask what we will and it shall be done for us for the glory of the Father, that it produces much fruit. Are you hearing me today? Glory be to God. Listen to me. We walk by faith and not by sight. And it says there in also Romans chapter 10, verse 17, we walk by faith and not by sight. But Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we walk by faith, hearing the word of God, standing on the word of God. His promises are true. His word is true. And he will guide you and direct you. It says also in Romans 8, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Verse 15, for we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption where we cry, Abba, Abba, Father. That means Daddy, Daddy. Verse 16 of Romans 8. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Hallelujah. And so what can hurt us? What can come against us when God is for us? So Joshua chapter 1 and verse 5. Chapter 1, verse 5. Thank you so much again for joining Apostle Robin here at the Family Church of Jesus Christ. Joshua, the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee. I put my name in that. There shall not any man be able to stand before Robin all the days of Robin's life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with Robin. And I will not fail Robin nor forsake her. Hallelujah. Put your name in the word of God. It's for you too. In verse 6, Joshua chapter 1, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance of the land which I swore unto your fathers to give them. Verse 7, but only be thou strong. Be strong, Robin. And very courageous, Robin, that thou mayest observe to do all the law which Moses, my servant, and commanded thee. Turn not from the right or to the left, that thou may prosper wherever you go. This is to Apostle Robin. This is to you, whoever you are across this world, Germany, Japan, Ireland, Italy, Pakistan, India, the USA, Canada, wherever you are, Brazil. This word is for you. It says you will prosper wherever you go. In verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate, Robin, there day and night, that Robin may observe to do according all that is written therein. For then Robin shall make thy way prosperous, and Robin shall have good success. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Meditate upon this word. Jesus fulfilled the law. He is the Word. Study, meditate upon the Word. Walk by faith and not by sight. See the Word. See God's goodness. Keep on walking. Keep on doing. Do good to your brother, to your sister, to your pastors, to your church, to your fellow brethren, to the people around you in the community. Love those that persecute you. Keep on going. In verse 9, have I not commanded thee? It's a command, people. It's a command from our God. Be strong and of good courage. Be strong in the Lord, as we saw in 2 Corinthians 10:4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Through God. Wear the armor of God. Wear his armor. The helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, your feet shod with the preparation of peace, your loins girt about with truth. Wear the armor of God. Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid. He's not given you a spirit of fear and timidity, shyness. People say, oh, she's shy. God has not given you that spirit of shyness. Be bold in the Lord and be not dismayed. Don't be depressed. Commanding you here to trust in him. For the Lord thy God is with thee wherever Robin goes. The Lord is with me wherever I go. Trust in him. God will not fail you nor forsake you. In 1 Chronicles 28:20, let's turn there. 1 Chronicles 28:20. And David said unto Solomon his son, be strong and of good courage. See, they passed the word on through generations, through prophets, through servants of the Lord. David said unto his son, Solomon, be strong and of good courage and do it. Do it. Do the work of God. Build the temple of God. Fear not, nor be dismayed. For the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. He will not fail you. He is with you all through the word. From the beginning to the end, he is the Alpha and the Omega. Turn to Psalms 118:6. Psalms 118:6. Glory to God. Psalms 118:6. And that says, the Lord, some people take that so lightly. We reverence him. We worship him. He is mighty, mighty Lord God over the angel army. The Lord is on my side. Let's back up and read verse 5. Psalms 118:5. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered. The Lord answered Robin and set Robin in a large place. He set you, Isaiah, Bobby, Catherine, Susie, whoever's listening, Barbara, Becky, whoever may be listening today, whoever's listening, it says in verse 5 of 118, I called upon the Lord in distress. Robin called upon the Lord in distress, And the Lord answered Robin and set me on a large place. A large place, not little, where you might fall off. He set you in a large room and keeps you safe under his wings, in his safety. In verse 6, the Lord is on Robin's side, on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord is on my side. How can you lose? When the Lord God is on your side, we walk by faith and not by sight. People say, oh, I don't see him. It's by faith. And you have that inner witness of the Spirit of God that's within you. You know that you know. Just by faith, you trust in someone that they say they love you. Even the natural faith, if you start your car, you don't think about it. You just turn the key and there it starts. Or you unlock the door with the key. It's by faith in the spirit realm. As you spend time with the mighty God, you can come boldly to his throne. As Hebrews 4:16 states, to find help, comfort in this time, in this need, or guidance. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Let him guide you. In verse 7 of Psalms 118, the Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. In verse 8, it is better to trust in the Lord to put confidence in man. That's Pastor Gibran's favorite scripture, he says. It is better to trust in the Lord than put confidence in man. Hallelujah. And then in Psalms 112, 7 through 8, Psalms 112, 7 through 8, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Fixed, concrete, steadfast, fixed in trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid. Robin won't be afraid until he sees his desires upon his enemy. In verse 3 up there, in verse chapter 112, wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness shall endure forever. God wants you to be blessed with riches so you can bless others. God is on your side. Don't be moved. Don't be shaken. Hallelujah. In verse 6, surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. God remembers you. He is on your side. Turn to another scripture. I want to encourage you today. Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid. In Psalms 124, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, how may Israel say? In verse 2 of Psalms 124, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us. If it had not been for the Lord, because it's a spiritual battle, walk by faith and not by sight. As we back at our text, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, have I not commanded thee to be strong and of good courage? How do you be strong? The joy of the Lord is your strength. Joy in him. Praise in him. Praise him at all times. Bless the Lord, O my soul. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. His joy is our strength. Be strong and of good courage. Courage, courageous. Knowing that you have the armor of God and nothing shall harm you. Nothing shall hurt you. Nothing shall come against you that God will not fight your battles for you. And in Joshua chapter 3, verse 7, and the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. He will be with you. God is with you. Trust him. Serve him. Rely only on the Spirit of God to lead you. Turn to, I know I'm giving you a lot of scriptures, but write all of this down. Listen to this lesson over and over again. Get this in your spirit. Turn to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13 and verses 5 and 6. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Thank you again for joining us. It's a little early in the morning here in United States of America, but it's an honor to come across the world to be with you. Hebrews 5 and 6, at the end of that verse 5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That's the Spirit of God. So that we may boldly say, the Lord, oh, say the Lord. The Lord Jesus is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I will not fear what man will do unto me. And then drop down to verse 8. I grew up with this in the church that I grew in the Lord, and Hebrews 13, yesterday, today, and forever. He is always with us, people. Run to him. Run to him. As I shared with you earlier, Hebrews 12 and verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. The joy, what the joy was, we were and are his joy. He knew that Robin was going to teach and share his good news, his words of the gospel. For the joy, Jesus saw what was coming, that all of us through him could get back to the Father. The veil was rent, which was his flesh in the temple, and opened up so we could go to the Father. Romans chapter 1 verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. In other words, to all of us. Real quick, back to Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, not afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Well, this is Apostle Robin Tavish. God bless you. I pray blessings upon you. Listen to this word over and over again. Confess the word out loud that you are strong in God, that you walk by faith and not by sight. Until Wednesday, we have a special guest from Uganda. God bless you.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name.